One team that the Oilers will be battling for a playoff spot, the Nashville Predators, who made a big move in the offseason. Outside of their coach, they also acquired the fourth highest goal scorer over the last few seasons in the league, James Neal. Where's he fitting in? Is it him and Ribeiro automatically? We find out. David Beauclair, beat reporter for the Preds from the Nashville Post, joins us. David, is it going to be the new guys, Ribeiro and Neal, as an automatic combo?
It is, and it has been since the start of training camp, and it's been interesting. They've rotated a bunch of young guys through alongside those two guys on a daily basis at camp. It was Philip Forsberg one day, it was Taylor Beck the next day, it was Gabriel Bork the next day, and what's really interesting with tonight's game against Tampa Bay is Ribeiro and Neal are in there, and all three of those young guys are all in the lineup as well. And Peter Laviolette said he doesn't plan on changing the winger period by period. So I think it'll be pretty interesting to see who starts the game there, because that would be a clear indication to me that's the young guy who has sort of a leg up in the competition to get the spot on that line.
Which one of the three do you see as the leading candidate?
It's hard to say, because they're different sorts of players. Beck is the bigger body who's been in the AHL a couple of years and has shown he can score there. You know, Forsberg is the skilled guy who has a lot of promise, and Bork has been a pretty good third and fourth line guy. I mean, for my money, I think Beck is sort of the bigger fit because he is that bigger body and I think can occupy some space and bodies that would allow those other two guys to do their thing a little bit better.
Okay. And Beck's a name a lot of listeners are like, who? Tell us about Beck.
Taylor Beck is a third-round pick from a few years back, whichever year exactly escapes me right now. But 2 years ago, when the Predators just got creamed by injuries and called up a whole bunch of young players during the latter part of the season, and they failed miserably, Taylor Beck was the guy who looked like he belonged and looked like he was ready to go as an NHL player. And then last offseason, you know, they signed four free agent forwards and basically threw up a big roadblock on Taylor Beck. And he played, I think it was all seven games in the NHL last year. Well, last year, of course, was the final year of his entry-level contract. It's not going to be as easy to send him down to the A this year. So he's a guy who is who's sort of one of the key players to watch in this training camp for Nashville.
David Beauclair joins us. David, what about Colin Wilson? Where's he playing?
He's playing a little bit in the middle. He has wanted to be a center since he's been in the league. Most of his time has been spent on the wing. Peter Laviolette has been agreeable to letting him try in the center. He said, I talked to him the other day too. He, of course, prior to last season or coming out of the lockout shortened season, he had surgery on both his shoulders, and he said that turned out to be a problem because he couldn't do his regular weight training prior to last season. Feels much stronger, much fitter coming into this season, and feels good about his chances, I think, to play center in the NHL.
Do you see him as the second line center right now?
That's a really good question. It sort of depends on what they want to do with Olli Jokinen, for example, or is a young guy like Cale Järnkrok, who they got in got from Detroit for David Legwand and played very well late last season. You know, do they go with the younger, more skilled guy there? Obviously, I think they'd like it to be Mike Fisher, but they're not going to have Mike Fisher for the first couple months of the season. So, that second line center in a system that is designed to produce more points than the previous system here is an interesting discussion, because I don't know that we have a good sense of who fits in that role. You know, of course, you've got Derek Roy too, who's a veteran free agent signing who has put up big numbers at points in his career. Certainly didn't do it recently, but he had a point in the preseason opener, so he's a guy I think is in the mix there as well.
David Beauclair, beat reporter for the Nashville Predators, joins us. David, what's the latest on Ryan Ellis? This contract negotiation to me there's no reason for it to be lasting this long. It's not like he's coming off a massive season.
Yeah, but apparently he wants a lot more money than the Predators are willing to offer. I think you wonder if maybe he's not a guy who's looking to force a trade or something, that maybe he's decided this isn't the best fit for him, because I agree with you. I mean, he's had one full season in the NHL. He played 80 games last year, got better as he went along, but he's not going to be part of the first power play unit as long as Shea Weber and Roman Josi are around, and even Seth Jones is probably ahead of him in that regard. So, maybe he wants to see if he can force them to deal him somewhere where they're a little shorter on offensive defensemen than they are here in Nashville.
What type of money is he looking for?
I haven't heard specifically, I'll say this: I haven't heard directly from the people who would know. The people I've heard from, it's more secondhand talk, and it's much higher than you would expect he'd be looking for. We'll put it that way. I don't want to report it because I don't know it's fact, but the numbers I'm hearing, I'm like you, it has me sort of scratching my head that this guy thinks that he's ready to make that kind of money under the way the league's business operates here.
Okay. The Predators last year, you mentioned they went out and signed a lot of veteran guys, and that pushed Beck back down to the minors. Well, this year, they kind of did the same thing down the middle. Are both Cullen and Jokinen and Ribeiro, like, are all three of these guys destined to be a centerman in Nashville this year?
Yeah, again, Jokinen and Cullen are certainly guys who can play on the wing if you need to. And it was, it was interesting when they signed Jokinen, the first words we heard from management was, this is a guy that we think is going to be a right wing for us. And then, and then after Mike Fisher got hurt and they signed Ribeiro and Roy at the same time, they're saying that, Jokinen might be the guy who fills in for Fisher at center. So this is up to Peter Laviolette, I guess, to figure out where all these pieces fit. Cullen played center for the better part of last season, produced much better late in the year when they moved him to the wing. So I would think if you're Matt Cullen, you're probably wanting to be on the wing right now. Although, again, maybe the system accounted for a lot of that, because I've always maintained that in Barry Trotz's system, center is more of a defensive position than it is in probably 98% of the other systems that exist in the hockey world.
David Beauclair, beat reporter for the Nashville Predators, joins us. David, Pekka comes back, and that gives the Preds one of the best goaltenders in the NHL. And the Preds, despite not having him for the majority of last season, even when he came back, he wasn't the Rene of old, because coming off injury, most guys rarely are. You look at Nashville's team on paper, and usually they're competitive. With the new coaching staff, how different of a Nashville's team are we going to see night in and night out?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a very different team. The second day of camp, for example, I kind of chuckled to myself. They were doing some work on a regroup, and Victor Bartley, who's been on the NHL roster the last 2 years, got the puck just inside his blue line, had a man forechecking him, not too terribly hard, but he turned and retreated and headed back toward the goal line, and he got about as far as the top of the faceoff circle, and Laviolette blew the whistle and said, no, when you're in this situation, you got your partner supporting, you get him the puck, you both turn, you get up ice and go. I mean, it's going to be a dramatically different system and approach from what these guys are used to, and I've talked to obviously a whole bunch of guys in that room, and I think everybody, whether you like the system or not, or it suits your skill set or not, I think everybody is excited about something different. And it's that old, no disrespect to Barry Trotz, but I think they're having fun trying something different and seeing what they can do with it, because it has been one way here since the dawn of the franchise.
It has been, and it was time to make a move, I'm guessing, for the Predators, obviously. What about their general manager, David Poile? Do you think he's a guy that if they don't have success, potentially he's somebody who'd be looking for a new address?
I think it depends on how unsuccessful they are. David Poile has a lot of clout with ownership, and the head of the ownership group makes no bones about the fact that he's not a hockey guy. He's a business guy. He's made his money in the healthcare industry, and he's made a lot of his money because he knows when he doesn't know things, and when he doesn't know things, he hires people who do, and so he trusts David Poile as his hockey voice. And that being said, this franchise hasn't made the playoffs the last 2 years. Their free agent signings haven't panned out the way I would say they planned for the most part. And if they have a really, really rough season again, I would think you'd have to look at David Poile now and say, okay, we changed the coach. That didn't work. We're looking at you now.
Who's Seth Jones going to play with?
I think Seth Jones will be playing with Victor Bartley early on. When we get Ellis in here, Ellis played with Matthias Ekholm last year. They could reunite those two guys, and Anton Volchenkov would be the logical choice then to put with Seth Jones. And I think that would make sense. Volchenkov can sort of stay at home, be the responsible guy, and let Seth Jones use his skating ability to his advantage. So I think that's probably the way it's going to work.
The defense after, I don't know if it's too much of a stretch to say Seth Jones, one of the big three, considering it's only his second season. But, you look at the back end, Roman Josi, Shea Weber, and Seth Jones, the big three. Well, the remainder of that blue line, if Ryan Ellis isn't signed, how are they filling it out?
Yeah, it's Matthias Ekholm right now. And that's what's, it's funny looking at their lineup for the first home preseason game tonight. Because you've got your top four defensemen in there. You've got probably nine of your top 12 forwards. And Pekka Rinne is going to start the game. They're setting this thing up to make sure they win tonight. But it's Ekholm and Volchenkov right now. And then Seth Jones and Victor Bartley are playing together as your third unit. And Bartley's he's a sixth defenseman in the league. He's a guy, he's not big, he's not fast, but he's tough enough and has played some games. And if Ryan Ellis isn't in by the start of the season, he's a guy you can go into a game with or play the first month of the season with, whatever you need to do, I think, without too much worry.
David, are the Preds a playoff team?
I'm going to say they're a playoff team for this reason, Jason. You look at Peter Laviolette's record as a head coach in the NHL, and teams always play better in their first season under him than they did before he got there. And this was a team that, even with all the issues with Pekka Rinne last year and other things, they barely missed the playoffs. That's kind of what, if I'm a Nashville fan, that's what I'm hanging my hat on, because you look at what everybody else in the Central Division did and you go, boy, this division is loaded and it's tough. But I think most first-year coaches probably don't have a goalie the caliber of Pekka Rinne, and so you can get through a lot of the growing pains there. And assuming Laviolette does what he's always done, then they'll probably do it in Predators fashion, which is they're going to be somewhere 6th to 10th down the stretch, and as long as the right guys are healthy, they can find their way into the playoffs.
Well, it should be interesting. There's a lot of teams battling for what might be the final playoff spot, whether it's fourth or fifth in a division. We'll find out. Appreciate your time, David.
Oh, Jason, always good to talk to you, my friend. Have a good day.